Kumlan Lablan Kumura, today's blot is Daf Mem. This is the first day of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. This is Shvi'i Shel Pesach's Gemara. So we're middle learning story about taking a shower, or taking a bath, or washing hands and face on Shabbos and Yom Tov proper, and what about from water that was heated up? So far we learned that water that was heated up, taking a bath, you're not allowed to Shabbos and Yom Tov. If it's a shower, we had a big machlekes, and the last thing we did was we looked at the halacha should be like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can, hot water is forbidden even though it heats up on Friday, but cold water you can in Shabbos and Yom Tov. When it comes to the hands and face, we said, we follow Beis Hillel, that even on Shabbos, that on Yom Tov, you can even heat up the water on Yom Tov to use for your hands and face, and on Shabbos you can do it from yesterday's water. Says the Gemara further, we learned there's a whole bunch of opinions. Itma, we learned Chamin, so now we're going to move a few generations and move to the Amorai. Chamin, Shehuch, no matter Shabbos, hot water that was heated up on Friday. Rav Amar Rav says lemocher the following day reichitz behen kol gufa, you can actually wash. Rav is being very lenient here. He says that on Shabbos you could wash with the hot water that you heated up on Friday. Eved do one limb at a time. Shmuel says leitiru lirchitz, no, the only thing you're permitted to wash with yesterday's hot water is ponov yodov veraglov, all your hands and face. Okay, we'll ask a number of questions on Rav, who is very lenient here. Mace, we'll ask a question. It says, Chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. We learned in yesterday's blot that hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, lemocher, the following day, is reichitz behen pon of yodav and agvah. It says, clearly, you're only allowed to wash your hands and face and feet. And you're not like Rav, who says you can wash your entire body one limb at a time. Avaloi kol gufay, but not your entire body, it seems. Rav said you misunderstood. Like kol guf, it says not the whole guf, doesn't mean don't do the entire body. Ela aver. He's saying over here, you're not allowed to do the entire body one go, but one limb at a time you can. Says the Gemara, but it says upon of yad v'raglav. It says clearly the only thing you're permitted to do is your hands and your face. No, it says you're saying not allowed to do your entire body means you're not doing one go, but aver you can. But how can that be when the Braisa says the only thing you can do is your hands and your face? The Rav says, it doesn't mean literally your hands and face. It means like your hands and face. Just like when you wash your hands and your face and your feet. You don't wash them all in one go. You wash them separately. So if you're going to wash your entire body like your hands and face, which is separate, one part at a time, you're allowed to. If you do it similarly to hands and face, one at a time, no problem. Okay, Toshma, coming here, we have another question. It says another braisa, you're not allowed to wash. It says clearly, not permitted to wash with hot with water heated erev Shabbos. Ella ponav yodav v'raglav, only your hands and your face. Clearly, it says no. Don't only. Isn't that clear that you cannot wash your entire body even a limited time? Rav answers again. Hachanam too. So too. Ke'ein ponav v'raglav. It doesn't mean literally your hands and face. It means like your hands and face, one limb at a time. So you can take a shower one limb at a time with yesterday's water. Tanya will look at Shmuel. We actually let the Braisa clearly like Shmuel. Chamin shehuch mid Shabbos, water heated up Friday. Lemocher on Shabbos, reichitz ben ponir v'raglav. You can wash your entire, you wash your hands and your face and your feet. Avaloi kol gufo, not your entire body. Even aver, one limb at a time, not like Rav. And the ain't tzarich leimer. And surely chamin shehuch be yom tov, water heated up on yom tov proper. You're not allowed to take wash yourself. Even one limb at a time. So it's a kasha on Rav. Rabba's opinion has been basically repudiated. Rabba masnal hoshmaita the Rav behindishna. Rabba learned this, what Rav said, but in a different version. His version is chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos lemocher. What about Friday's hot water? What about the following day Shabbos? What can you do? Omar Rav. Rav says, Reichit ben koguf, you can wash your entire body, but instead of saying limb at a time, umeshayirei rechad, leave one limb out, so you didn't wash your entire body. Eisrei kohani tiyufta, we asked him all these questions, and he already couldn't answer. If every braisa here says your hands in your face, and Rav is saying, according to Rabba's version, you can wash your entire body, bar one limb. So tiyufta, every one of these questions remains a question, and we reject Rav. Omle Rabbi Yisuf Labaya, Rabbi Yisuf asked Labaya, Rabbi Yosef asked the student Abaya, tell me, Rabba, mi ka'ovid kishmaite de Rav? Did Rabba follow Rav like his version of Rav? Since Abaya was raised in Rabba's house, So he knew exactly, because Rabba was the Rosh Yeshiva for 22 years before Rabbi Yosef assumed the position. And then he passed away. So Rabbi Yosef would ask Rabbi continuously, so tell me, how was it in his house? It's one thing what he said in theory, how did he actually practice? Did he follow Rav? He said, Rabbi said, I'm not sure I understand what your question is. Why would he do like Rav? No, he told Yosef. The Gemara asked questions and rejected what he said. Why would then the Rabbi do what Rav said? So Rabbi Yosef says, maybe he didn't hear of it. Maybe he didn't hear these questions. So maybe he followed Rav. So Abai says to him, "V'i lo shmile," and let's say he didn't hear, "Vaday ovid," and if he didn't hear, so Rabbi Yosef said, and if he didn't hear, then I am assuming that he did like Rav, because the Amar Abai, you yourself said, "Komil demar ovid kerav," you yourself said, and you can testify because you're in his house and you know how he did that. He always followed Rav's opinion. Rav has such respect for Rav that he always followed Rav's opinion. Bar Mahani Klas, except the three cases we mentioned before in the second Pedic, which we'll repeat again, to Avik Shmuel. There's only three cases he followed Shmuel. So Rabbi Yosef, therefore, saying, I wanted to know, what did he do in this case? Did he follow Rav? Which is that he would take a shower on Shabbos with water heated up on Friday, bar one limb. What are the three cases? Again, Matilim Bebege Lebege, you're allowed to move the tzitzis from one beggar to another. Madlikim Bnei Lene, you're allowed to light from one Chanukah candle from another. And Mahalochik Rebshim Begrein, and Mahalochik Rebshim, we're dragging a chair, it's a Mahalochik Shantzir Leguf, and it's Mutter. So Abaye said, Abaye is asking Rabbi Yosef, so what's your question? Then if you didn't hear, then maybe follow it up. So he said to him, Abaye said back to Rabbi Yosef, no, when does Rabba follow Rav? Only when he's machmir. But when Rav was mekel, he didn't follow him. So in this case, he did not follow Rav and did not take a shower. Torabon, continuing on the theme of taking showers and baths, we learned merchers, if you have a bathhouse, let's say you blocked up all the holes you wanted to store the heat. Me'erev Shabbos le'mitzvei Shabbos, you blocked them up on Friday, you wanted to retain the heat until mitzvei Shabbos. Reichetz boi miyad. You don't have to wait b'chdei she'yaseh mitzvei Shabbos. Since you plugged it in on Friday, you can go ahead and mitzvei Shabbos and use it straight away. You blocked up the holes erev Yom Tov. On Yom Tov proper, lemachar, on Yom Tov itself, nichnes, you can enter. It's going to be hot in the room. You can sweat. The yoytze, and walk out. And then mishtatev, take a shower. Don't take a shower inside the merchus itself, because people will think you took a bath. But we will see that to perspire like a sauna, you can go into a bathhouse, which is generally very hot, and use it as a sauna, but not to immerse yourself in the water. And we'll see later, you know, there's a time when you're allowed to, and then a time that you came and made a gezeira. And then you can go outside of the merchitz and take yourself a shower. Omer Rav, Rav Yudah said, "Ma'aseh merchitz Bnei Brak." The story in the merchitz Bnei Brak shepaku in the kovel yomtiv, that they blocked up all the holes in the yomtiv lemochah the following day. On yomtiv nichmes Rabbi Lazar ben Azayi and Rabbi Kiva v'ziv, but they went there on yomtiv proper. I mean, try to picture this image, to go to the sauna. The yotzer, they went out v'nishtatfu bebeis hachitzen, and they went out and they were mishtatev in the outside house. El shechamin shaloi, but its hot water mechufim ben asarim was covered by boards. So therefore, it wasn't really heated up on Shabbos. It wasn't heated up on Shabbos at all because the hot water was heated up on Friday. It's a separate source of hot water there. And since it was covered with boards, it had nothing to do with the merchitz, so it was heated up on Friday. And they were able to take a shower. And that follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Kishebo hadova lifnei chachamim, when this matter came before the Rabbanim, Omer said, Afa pisha ain't chamish shalei mechufis, even if it would not have been covered with boards, you're allowed to. However, that was in times of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezmazayim. Misharobu oivra aveda, when the people who do not take the law seriously started exploiting this law. His chilu leser ambatoyish al krochin. They came along and they said his chilu leser. They said, you know what? You should not go in and take a sauna inside a merchitz. Then they said, ambatoyish shal bekrochin, but these very large bathhouses. Is metayil behen, you're allowed to walk through them, the einu chayshis. Even though walking through them you perspire a little bit, that's not a problem. We don't want you to sit there for a long time. But it seems that you see sometimes a shortcut, you just walk right through them, you can. Now, what's this Oivra Aveda we're talking about? My Oivra Aveda, what did they do? In the beginning, they used to take a bath. What was wrong? What's wrong if the hot water was heated up on Friday? What's wrong with taking a bath on Shabbos? What Aveda are you doing? So that was there was a time that was permitted. These chilu habalonim lahocha b'Shabbos, the people who were running the bathhouses started them cheating. They would heat up the water on Shabbos proper, and va'omrin, they would tell them me'erev Shabbos hukm, it happened on Friday. So here, if you heat up on Shabbos, of course you're not allowed to use it. And Aveda was done with it. So then the Rabbanu realized what happened. So osru es achamin, so they said, look, you can no longer immerse yourself in the water because we don't trust them. So they didn't heat it up on Shabbos proper. But v'hitidus azeya. But to go in the perspire, you're allowed to because the room itself is warm. You're not having any benefit from it. So what happened was, then people cheated again. They would take a bath. When they walk down from a hot bath, you know, they're also perspiring. When you walk out, people don't know whether you went in there for a sauna, and that's why you're perspiring, or you went into a hot bath. So the people now started to lie. Before it was the balonim. Now the people were already lying and saying that they didn't go in for a bath. They only went in for a schwitz. So Oshalas is there. That's the next step. The Rabbanu said you're not allowed even to go ahead to sauna, use it as a sauna. But v'itimru chamitferia. Chamitferia, they allowed to go there. Because there's only tulas of chamit. There's no fire there. V'dayin hoyo reichetzim b'chami ur. So then people cheated. They started to go into hot baths. And they would go home and whatever, they look so clean and everything else, so perspiring. They'd say, oh, we were chamitferia. Why are we chamitferia chasnu? Because there's only tulas of chamit. They allowed us. So the next thing was they decided to ask a chametfer as well. You see how everything evolved in stages. But they said the only thing permitted is cold water. They saw that people just couldn't take it anymore. When you make too many gzeiros, like what's happening out right now outside, when you make too many gzeiros, the people can no longer take it anymore. They rebel and you lose everything that you've gained till that stage. He tiddle and chametferi. They relax some of the law. They say what chametferi is still permitted, but v'zeya b'mekayim medes. But the laws, the issa that we placed about going into sauna, that remains in place. But chametferi is permitted. Omar Rava says Rava, and he says this in a few places. We had this in Yevamos, in Nida. Omar Rava says Rava. Hay man de over ad rabbanon. If somebody deliberately violates an issa derabbanon, shari lemikra leavriyona. You're allowed to call him an avriyona. You're allowed to call him a rasha, even though you're not allowed to call a person a rasha. You got to get a fine if you do that. And the din of avriyona by counting in a minion, all that. You're allowed to call this person an avriyona, even though he wasn't even issa deraisa, only issa derabbanon. Keman kehay tana, like the tana we just said right now. When it says over here mehischilu oivre aveda. And what was the aveda they did? Sachakul they did was an Issa Derabbanan by Zeya sitting there. So see from the what that even Issa Derabbanan you can be called an Avriyona. Because we're talking about a case where you heat it up on Friday and we Derabbanan said don't use it as a bath for Shabbos, and they went in on the bath and they said they were sweating. So even if they did go into the bath, it's only Derabbanan. The Rambam doesn't bring this din down because the Rambam was Shitasei every Derabbanan is really the Raisa. Every Derabbanan you're over like Sassim of the Raisa. So everyone is over the Raisa called an Avriyona. So we don't need to make a separate room. Says the Gemara further, Ambatioi shall croch in these large bathhouses from the large cities. Matayil Ben, you can walk right through them. And we are not concerned that people are going to suspect that, you know, you went in for a bath because, you know, you walk out quickly, you're not really perspiring. But Omar Rav Zadrava, Dafka croch in large cities. Why? Because in a large city, it's a very large bathhouse. It's not so hot in the room because there's plenty of place, space for the ear, for the hot air to disperse. Aval de kvarim, a small bathhouse in a village, loy, my time of why, kiva de zutrin, the houses themselves are small, nofish havlayu, there's a lot of heat in that house, so people will perspire. And it's like you're going in for a sauna because you can perspire very quickly. Torah Mami learned. Mischamim adam keneged hamadura. A person can warm up next to a large fire on Shabbos v'yotzei and walk out, and then mishtatev b'tzayin. We said before you like to take a cold shower, you can then take a cold shower. So even though the cold body is hot, so the cold water is going to warm up a little bit, it doesn't matter. Ubevad shalayishtatev b'tzayin. Don't do the converse. Don't first take a shower in cold water, and then v'yizchame keneged amadura, and then you go to stand in front of the fire, because then the water is heating up, and you're defying our gzeiros. Mipnei shemafshem mayim she'olav, you're warming up the water that is on your body. Torah, what we learned, meichem adam alunti, similar, a person can warm up a towel, umanicha gabe b'nei mayim b'shabbat, you can warm up a towel on a radiator or something, and then place it on your stomach on Shabbos, to a sort of like a therapeutic. Ubavad, but provided shalayyavi kumkum shamayim chamin, do not take a hot urn and v'inchenu al b'nei mayim b'shabbat, and place that on your stomach on Shabbos while it's still hot. Why? Because if some of the water pours out, it's as if you're bathing on Shabbos. And furthermore, v'dovazeh, not placing a hot urn on your body, afil b'cholos, the truth be told, even the weekday is forbidden. Ne'esakana. If it chas v'shalom pours out, it can burn you. Torah Rabbi learned, mevi adam kiten mayim, you can bring a jug of water, menicha kenegadur, a place next to a fire, b'loy b'shvil sheyachmai. Not, you're not allowed to cook water on Shabbos, obviously. You want to leave there for a short time in order that it should reduce its heat. Then you're allowed to do that because you're not interested in cooking it. You only want it to reduce, you know, to bring it down to room temperature or make it tepid. And that you're allowed to.
So doesn't Tafik Tinosan mean that you too cold and you want it to be a more comfortable temperature, you want it to be a little
exactly cold. To bring it to room temperature, you want it to remove the chill. Now in halacha we say it's not just a question of time. Mashal, it takes an hour to heat up the yatzir lettuce boy, so you'll leave it there for 20 minutes, and by leaving it there for 20 minutes, it's only tafik tinosan. That the shalom passing, you can't do that because goyzer, if you do that, if it would have stayed there long enough, it would become hot yatzir lezboi. You cannot even leave the 15 minutes. We're talking about you're placing it somewhere where it can never become yatzir lezboi. Now, it's not too close, just, you know, just enough that it should become room temperature or something like that, so it removes the chill, and that's that. That's permitted. Rabbi Huda seems to be arguing. He says, mevi'e isha, person, a woman can bring, pach shel shemen, a jug of oil. Now the Tanakhama doesn't mention anything about oil, so we're going to wonder what Tanakhama holds regarding oil. Rabbi Yehuda says you can take a jug of oil, umanichtay keneged hametura, and place it next to a fire. Loy bishvil sheyevasher, not because you want to cook up the oil, el bishvil sheyevasher. Again, the same thing, to become warm. Rashbag says, Rashbag Gamlul. So what does Tanakhama hold? You're not allowed to do that. We'll see. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Isha, a woman, socha yada shemen, she can actually pour and take oil and anoint it all over her hands or her fingers, umichal masa, and then go ahead and warm it up.
I've got a problem with the sound. Does anyone else have?
Can everybody hear me clear?
Yeah, it's gone a little bit funny, the last line.
Okay, I'll say it again.
Want to try again?
Yeah, is it clear enough?
I think you might have taken it off speakerphone, perhaps.
Okay, I just put it closer to my mouth. Tell me if it's clear enough. So that was a Tanakhama. Where is it? I just lost the place. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says that a woman can bring a jug of oil and place it next.
No, it's still not good.
No? Okay, 1 second. Let's see what's going on. 1 second, let me get just 1 second. Okay, is it now any better? I'll try again.
No, it still sounds very distant, like you're far away from the phone.
Okay, 1 second. Is it better now?
Oh, much
yeah.
Better now.
Yes.
Okay. So the Gemara, where are we? So we had the opinion of Yehuda said that a woman could take anoint oil on a finger and place it next to the fire, not to cook it, but to warm it up. Comes along Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Isha socha yadu shemen, a woman can anoint oil on the hand, umer chamasa, not only to make it warm, she can actually heat it up, keneged hamadura, next to a fire. The socha livna cotton, she can also anoint her young child with oil, ve'ena chesheshes, and there's no problem. So now we have three opinions here. The Tanakhama only talks about water. He says he can remove the chill, doesn't mention a word about oil. Rabbi Yehuda introduces oil and says that a woman can warm it up, not cook it up. And Shmuel says it can even, after you're anointing the oil, she can go ahead and warm and heat it up. What's going on? Ibayilhu shem and ma'ot Tanakhama. What was Tanakhama hold regarding oil? So you have a machlekes amaroim. Rabba and Rabbi Yisiv the Amri Tavayil Hetayda. They both say that, well, they're going to come out very lenient. That which Rabbi Yehuda said you can only warm up the oil. that you cannot cook it up. Tanakhama holds that you're allowed to cook it up. It's only water that Tanakhama says you cannot heat up, only to remove the chill. But when it comes to oil, even if it reaches Yad Seledes Boy, it's all right. So they're being mekel. And I'm nachmal Yitzchak Amar Isur. I'm not. And the Mor explains. Nachman Yisrael says no. Tanakhama would be machmer. The Mor explains. Rabbi Rebbe Vayle Teder Shemen Oil. That Tanakhama holds that Afa Pisha Yad Seledes Boy. Even though we'll soon see what Yad Seledes Boy means. Yad Seledes Boy literally means that you place your finger, it flies right back because you're scared you're going to burn it. Is mutter that it is permitted? Kesavah he holds. Tanakhama holds shemen ain't by mishum bishul. He holds that by oil there's no cooking by oil. And the Oser Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says that lemeima to say shemen yes by mishum bishul. Rabbi Yehuda says of course there is bishul by oil as well. So therefore he says the only thing that you're allowed to do is to make it warm, but not to heat it up. But warming up, that's not the normal way of cooking. So therefore you can warm up the oil after you anoint it on your hand, but you cannot make it hot. Rabbi Shulam says that Shemen Yesh B'Mishum Bishul. He says, yes, there is cooking by oil. And he said that even making it warm is cooking by oil. That's enough to be considered cooking. So he's the most machmer. Therefore, he says, the only thing a woman can do is put it on your hands. You're making a shinui. First, put the oil on your hand, and then put it next to the fire. That you can do, because it's not the normal way of cooking. So that's how the Rabbi Rabbi Yosef learned. The Tanakhama is being very lenient. That oil is no problem. Come to Nachman Yisrael Gama, even Yad Selezboi. Nachman Yisrael Yisudah Faket. The Tanakhama is very machmer. Shemen oil, afa pisha eina Yad Selezboi Asad. He holds that oil is forbidden, even if it's not. Not Yad Selezboi. And he holds you cannot even make it warm. When it comes to water, you can make it warm. When it comes to oil, you cannot make it warm because warm, that's the normal way of cooking. Because somebody holds, there is cooking on Yom Tov. They have shade of Mishul, and making it warm, that's the normal way of cooking. Which is actually what Rav Shimon says, and we'll soon see what the difference is. But also, Rav Yehuda says, no, cooking oil is no different than cooking water, only when it's hot, you have to lettuce. But if it's warm, it's all right. So have shade of Lezel Mishul. He says that making it warm is not a problem. And you can do that. Therefore, he says, the woman can take a jug of oil, put it next to the fire, make it warm, and then use it. But also, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, come on, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, lemeim to say, shemen yesh by mishum bishul. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is the one who says that shemen, there is cooking, and they have shade is bishul, and warm, that's already the normal way of cooking, and it's forbidden, that's why the woman has to make a shinui. Says the Gemara, according to this version, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, hai the Tanakhama. It's exactly the Tanakhama. They both say that there is cooking by oil, and just making it warm is already considered cooking. So what's a chiluk Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel? The difference is Tanakhama doesn't give any remedy for the woman to do it. Shimon Gamliel says she first puts it on her hand, makes a shinui, and then goes and warms it up. That's the machlekes. Whether you're permitted to do it, kalachiyad. According to Tanakhama, you can't even do that. Om Rabbi Nishmuel, echad shemen, whether it's oil, echad mayin, whether it's water, yad tzeledes boy, whether it's oil or whether it's water, if you bring it to the temperature of yad tzeledes boy, asa. It is forbidden. Even oil, you're not allowed to bring it to the temperature of Yad Seledesboy, it's asa, like Rabbi Yehuda. And any Yad Seledesboy mutter. But if it's not Yad Seledesboy, it's permitted. The Heich, like he's passing on Rabbi Yehuda, that even oil is cooking and cooking is hot, Yad Seledesboy. So Mor asks finally, the Heichi Domi Yad Seledesboy. What's this Yad Seledesboy? What's the test? You can't test by a person's hand because every person's hand is different. You know how thick your fingers are. Some people are you know, relatively more comfortable with hot water, and other people are less. So how do you judge what's considered, what temperature the Yad Seledesboy? Amar Rechava, kol shekrisa shel tinuk nichris. So Rechava says that anything that if you place it on the stomach of a very young child, it will burn, that is considered, because their skin is very, very tender, that is considered Yad Seledesboy. A big machlek in the Paskim, it's anywhere between 39 and 45 degrees Celsius. Once followed Rebbe into the bathhouse. I wanted to place a jug of oil inside the ambati, inside the big bathtub. It's like a little, you know, like a swimming pool or something, or a little big bath inside the ground. So the water just sits there and gathers together. Omeline told me, "Tool, take it be clay shiny." He said, "Take the oil and place it in a clay shiny." So I want to put some oil, some fragrances in there that before he takes a bath. He says, take from the water outside of the bati, take some water, place it in a clay shiny, because a clay shiny doesn't cook, and then pour the oil in the clay shiny. Now this ambati was a clay dish and came directly from hot springs, So therefore, Nambati, even though Luchari would think the clay sheni, but because it's such a large amount, it's considered, it's like a clay lichen that was boiled inside it. Excuse me. So taking the clay sheni, from that incident, we learned three dinim. That we see clearly that oil, if it would have been a clay dishon, is cooking. In other words, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda is cooking. Shmamina klisheni ainim avashal. Klisheni doesn't cook. Shmamina hefshei roi zeu bishulei. And if you even just make it warm, it's already considered as if you cooked it. Because all he wanted was not to heat the boil up the oil, he just wanted to make it warm. And he said that you can't do that as well. Taisel here asks, what's the difference clay dishon and clay sheni? If it's hot, if it's a certain temperature, then both should be asa. If it's below the certain temperature, both should be muta. What's the difference? So Tesis explains that a clay edition, not only is the contents hot, but the walls of the keli are hot. In a clay sheni, even though the contents might be hot, the walls are cold. Now, what exactly is Tesis saying? There's two ways of understanding Tesis, which explains to us the machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, and others regarding Iri. Is the emphasis of Taisa that a clay rishon is the focus of Taisa clay rishon, the walls are hot, so you have two things, that the contents are hot from the fire and the walls are hot, so they're both working together in tandem to make it even hotter. Is that the thing of clay rishon? A clay sheni doesn't have those walls supporting it, so that's a distinction between a clay rishon and a clay sheni. Or no, the focus is on the walls of a clay sheni. A clay rishon, the walls are hot, so therefore there's nothing there to cool down the contents. A clay sheni, the walls are cold, so the walls are actually counteracting the heat of the contents, and therefore clay sheni is mutter. Mainav kamina, the in-between step is iri. If you're pouring out from a clay rishon onto something, is that mevashel or not? Rabbein Tam holds it is mevashel, Rashbam and others hold it's not. What's the machlekes? The crux of the argument is this very point. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the difference between clay rishon and clay sheni is not the walls of clay rishon are hot. It's that the walls of clay sheni are cold. So if you're pouring out from a clay rishon, as long as it didn't land in a clay sheni, it lands directly on some food, it's still a clay rishon, and therefore it is mevashel. According to the Rashbam and others, it's not the walls of a clay sheni that cool it down. It's the walls of clay rishon that support it and keep it hot. The moment it leaves the clay rishon, it's no longer a clay rishon anymore. It's only iri, it no longer has that ability to mevashel. So either it's not mevashel at all, or it's it's mevashel kedei klifa, no more than that. And a klei sheni, even though it doesn't cook, we'll say a klei sheni is mechzik mevashel, looks like cooking, and that's why we're machmer klei sheni as well in Hilchos Shabbos. But let's continue here. Says the Gemara further. The Gemara now digresses as usual, and the Gemara says the following: Heichi avid hachi, how can go ahead and the Rebbe paskin tell him what to do? V'amar Rabbi Chana Rabbi Yechonim chomokim mutar lahara. Anyway, you're allowed to think. Torah chutz with base hamerchitz or base hakisim, but on the bathhouse where everybody is naked, or in the bathroom. So how can he tell him halacha? And while you're telling halacha, obviously you have to think it through. How can he do that? V'chi teiru b'loshon choyl, he said to him in ordinary language, and say to him in Hebrew. Amalei, that's how he said to him. Therefore, it's not a problem, but it's not so. Amar Abayi said, "Vorim shel choyl mutul lo imrim b'loshon kodesh." Abayi said that mundane things you're allowed to speak in Hebrew inside a bathhouse. But if you want to say Toida, even if you say it in your local dialect, it's still forbidden. How can they do that? There's actually a famous Shach in Yerdeya, in the Lejai Test, where he talks about saying the Abish's name in other languages does not have Kiddush in it, which contradicts another Shach in earlier on. Anyway, which is an interesting discussion. Saying the Abish's name in different languages, is it Kiddush or not, based on this Gemara here? Anyway, the Gemara concludes. Afrushe mi'isura shiny. Here it's different. He wasn't stopped telling the people. He saw the person's about to do it on Easter on Shabbos, so he had to stop him. And that you're permitted to do. Says the Gemara, Teida, I'll prove it to you, the Amar of Yudah, I'll prove another story that you see when, even though you're in a place you shouldn't be learning Teida, but if you want to prevent someone from doing an Aveda, you can. Because it's not a bezoin. No, but the whole word is according to one explanation. It's a bezoin in the bathroom, you know, mavaza the Abish's words. But if you prevent it from Aveda, it's not a bezoin. On the contrary, you're enhancing the Abish's words. But it applies everywhere. There's a story with the student Rameir. The student followed Rameir into a bathhouse. He wanted to, as covered from his Rebbe, he wanted to wash the ground on Shabbos. Amalois, and this is before the Gzeda, when you're allowed to go to bathhouses and all that. The water that was heated up on Friday. Amalois, he said to him, Rabbi Ramei, he said to him, Ein madichi, no, you cannot go ahead and do that. Why? Because he might level out all the holes. So Amalois of Lekaka, so then he wanted to pour some oil on the ground. Amalois, Ein sachin, you know, I'll do that either, for the same reason. Alma, what do we see? Afrushi mi yisur shiny. Ramei was telling him dinim inside the Bezamech. It's a raya to prevent someone doing this, so you're allowed to. It's not a bezoin of Taylor. So Hachanam, he too, Rebbe did the same thing. Afrushi mi yisur shiny. Omer Avinu, said Avinu, Shema Mino, we see from here, Mavashal b'cham mitfrei b'shabbos chayiv. Since Rebbe told him, you cannot do it in the clay dish and put the oil in, only put it in the clay shiny, is a raya like what? That if you cook in cham mitfrei on Shabbos, you're chayiv. Why? The ma'isa the Rebbe la'achik zeh lahavna. The story of Rebbe happened after the Gezeda. You're not allowed to even go ahead and perspire. So it must be, so how do I know Chametveria? Who said the story happened in Chametveria? So we're assuming now that the story of Rebbe happened after the Gezeda was kicked in. And if it happened after the Gezeda kicked in, the only place that you permitted to take a bath was Chametveria. So this story must have happened in Chametveria. And Rebbe said, do not put it directly into the Chametveria, put it, take some water out, put it in the clay sheni, and then put it in. So we see from here that somebody cooks in Chametveria Shabbos is Chayiv. The Ma'isa the Rebbe Delach Gzeda Habit, the story of Rebbe happened after the Gzeda. And V'omale Tul B'Klei Sheni, the 10, and put it in. Now, we actually had a Gemara in Megillah, but we had a Gemara Brachas, that Rebbe Davin Ma'ariv early, and then he went to the bathhouse to perspire. So we see he must have been that sometime during the lifetime of Rebbe, the Gzeda kicked in. And that story in Brachas happened before the Gzeda, and this story, for some reason or another, the Gemara assumes happened after the Gzeda. Why the Gemara takes for granted that this story happened after the Gzeda, I'm not sure. Because we see clearly that in the Rebbe's time, the Gzeda didn't happen, because Gemara Brachas, there, where Rebbe went to the bathhouse right after the Davening Ma'ariv early, and to perspire. Says the Gemara, Eini, it's not so. Vomer Rav Chizda said, I'm a vashel b'cham mitfrei b'shabbos potter. You cooked in Cham Mitzvah in Shabbos, it's not mamish cooking ma'atayda. My chayiv, now the common makas ma'atayda. When we say chayiv, we mean what? We mean makas ma'atayda, only mid rabban. Amar Abzayna, no chazis rabavu. I once saw rabavu the shot that he was sort of floating ba'ambati in this swimming pool, in this great bath on Shabbos. But v'lo yedayna, I'm not sure, I oka, did he lift his feet from the ground? Because it says that you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos because you might make yourself a raft of reeds. So that's only in a large river, but maybe in a pool, a swimming pool you're allowed to, or in a bath you're allowed to. Or Eloyakar, or maybe he was still standing on the ground and he wasn't really floating, he was just standing on the ground and he bent over. And therefore he wasn't swimming or anything else, because he believed that when it says you're not allowed to swim, it doesn't matter whether you're in a river or in a lake or in a bath, you're not allowed to swim. Says Gemara, Pshita the Loka. Surely he did not swim. He didn't lift his feet from the ground. Because the Tanya we learned, Loi Yoshait Adam, a person should not swim. The Bricha in your backyard, if you have there a pool filled with water, Afilo Imed B'Chatzah. Even if it's in your Chatzah, you're not allowed to swim there. So it must be that his feet were still on the ground. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha. That doesn't prove anything. Could be that he did lift his feet from the ground, and could be you're not allowed to swim in a pool, but what's the difference? Loikash, had the less legiduda, had the east legiduda. If it's a swimming pool that has walls around it, and the water, you don't kick the water out of the pool, and you're just floating in the water itself, and no water breaches the banks, then it's not like a river, and it is mutter. But otherwise, it is forbidden to swim in a pool, if let's say in a lake where there are no walls around it and it looks like just like a river. Okay, we'll continue, Mitzvah.